based on the data that we have right now, in a non-protocol situation, how do you approach the decision in a postmenopausal woman with an ER-positive tumor in terms of initial hormonal therapy?
So I believe that it depends on the strength of the receptor staining. So when you have a highly positive estrogen and or progesterone receptor positive tumor, or at least an estrogen receptor positive and progesterone receptor negative, I think you can go ahead and treat the patient, in my mind, with the sequence, because the sequence makes more sense.
Why is that?
Because you overcome the resistance. Well, you use two drugs.
If you use the sequence, one thing that's going to happen is you're going to have more recurrences in the first 2 to 3 years.
But, you know, we have a reduction in our recurrences in our events by about 40%. The ATTACK trial doesn't show that. They have only 20%, 22%, 23%.
But that's after 2 to 3 years.
It's after 2 years, exactly.
Okay, so yeah. If you start out with tamoxifen, you're going to have more recurrences in the first
2.5%, yeah.
So I guess the idea would be that you're hoping that you're going to make up for that
right.
In the future.
Yeah, probably it would be even better to start with an estrosol, but then to start sequencing. And this is a very important research goal. And America is such a huge country. It's very important that those trials, they are desperately needed.